Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN.
No swag at all from Alex Stroph there at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio. I'm Ben Bruss hanging out in Madison today. Brad Nortman in the captain's chair, but not running the show.
Gladly.
How did I do,
yeah,
by the
actually,
way?
Quick recap.
Yeah.
For those who missed it, you can listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Yeah. Brad Nortman was the lead host of the show for a segment. What did you think of the experience guiding us through a segment with KBN Nation?
Yeah, wow. You know, you got to think of a lot of stuff at one time.
Hopefully you have a greater appreciation for me now.
I do. I do have a greater appreciation for you, Ben Bruss. Now, if you stumble over a word or, you know, interrupt me, now I have a little bit more empathy because, like, dang, there is a lot to think about. There's a lot to coordinate, a lot to say, write, set up. I'm glad I did it, but I'm glad I'm in the seat that I sit in. I'll leave it at that.
I took some notes. You missed giving the carbless talk and text line with its with your endorsement, your love for carbless. You said the phone number, no carbless talk and text
line
consistently.
That's not true.
I said carbless.
You said carbless every time.
Stroph, trust me. I am frivolously taking notes because looking for any error possible. Nobody knew that we were live on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
That's true.
And nobody knew that we had an all-new ESPN app that you can download in your App Store or Google Play Store.
What does frivolously mean?
Frivolous?
Yes, correct. What does that mean?
Frivolously. can you use it in a sentence, please?
You just used it in a sentence.
Did I?
Yes. I think you were thinking of a... All right.
What does it mean?
Frivolously.
Or what do you think it means? You just said you were frivolously taking notes.
Intently? Intensely?
That would be an antonym.
Taking notes.
Antonym of the way you used it. Frivolously means in a silly, lighthearted, or non-serious manner.
I believe you were looking for fervently.
Yes,
taking
I
notes.
So.
I've never heard of the word fervently, so I wasn't looking for it.
Oh, okay. Well, you just went for it then. So
he does that often. Either way, I don't catch him enough.
Yeah, you really don't. I say it with confidence, and people let it fly. If you've never heard "Hear Brad Out" 3:15. You're either going to hate it or love it.
This is a good
so
one.
So without
this is a good
further
one.
Ado, Brad Nortman, it's time to hear you out.
They say punters are people too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys. It's ironic that we were just breaking down me in the lead chair, and I have a new formed amount of empathy for Ben Bruss or anyone that sits in this chair. You know what I realized about myself? I lack empathy on the road. You know, I'm driving around, and I'm quick to judge, and I lack empathy. But you know why that is? Because I don't know what that guy's going through. I mean, oftentimes you pull up, and you're like, oh, that's why, right? So you know what? We need more empathy on the road, and I'm going to tell you how we get it. Guys, listen to this idea. Car mood lighting.
No.
Yes, hear me out. Car mood lighting. Everybody on the road will know exactly your emotional disposition, and it'll be all, it'll lower accidents. It'll increase the amount of patients. Yes, it will, because you're like, oh, that guy's going through something. And I got colors and their corresponding emotions so that when we're driving down the road, we know what they're going through. And we'll all be a little bit more patient and a little more understanding. Okay, here we go.
Bradley.
Car mood lighting.
Bradley.
Yes. And by the way, these will be your headlights, your tail lights, and a light on top of your car.
Like a taxi?
Yes.
Genius.
Like yes. a pizza delivery?
This is genius, Brad.
Yes.
Genius, genius, genius.
Ben gets it, and he will also appreciate these colors. Okay, let's go basic, right? Very basic. Red. You're mad. You're mad. Something has happened, you're mad, and that is explaining why maybe your driving is so erratic. Blue. Oh, we're chill, baby. We are chill. You're just having a Sunday drive, and you're just enjoying it. I'm not in the rush. Life is good. Blue is chill. Purple. Purple is you're lost. I don't know where I am. I'm all over the road. I'm looking down at my phone, and people need to know that, because oftentimes I'll drive by you and be like, what the heck are you doing? Oh, clearly this person is lost. If I knew it was purple, I'd say, I'd give this guy some grace. They're lost. Yellow. Man, we're vibing. I got the music so loud, I can't hear anything else going on outside the car. I've got whatever it is I'd love to listen to, probably KBN. So I am absolutely vibing. Green. Green is a young driver, 20 and younger. I mean, honestly, I want to know when there's young drivers around me. One, to steer clear of them, but then also to know, you know what? They don't know a lot about driving. But on the other end of the spectrum, orange. That's an old driver. That's an old driver.
I was going to go with brown.
Brown would also be a good one. Brown does not have a designation, so I'm open to moving colors. But orange or brown is an old driver, right? Because, you know, you got to have patience with those older drivers. They're going to be in the right lane. It's going to be very casual, very safe, very slow, which is okay. But that's something I want to know ahead of time. Okay, a couple more. Blinking. Two more.
There's too many to remember.
Two more. Two more. Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Two more.
Just going to pass them anyway.
Blinking white lights. Not like a strobe light, but like a pulsating like white light. That is, I'm late, therefore I'm impatient. Therefore, you better look out. I'm coming through. If I'm tailgating you, if I looked behind me and I saw a blinking white light, I'd say, oh, this dude behind me, dude is late. I'm going to go ahead and get over. Blinking white light. I'm impatient because I'm late. And finally, oh boy, my favorite one of all of them, boys. Pink is romance. That means you and your significant other are driving the wheel. She is in shotgun. And you guys are just, it's a car full of romance. Everyone else on
a self-driving car?
Or what? Well, depends what your cup of tea is for that afternoon. So how about that? So just to recap, I am proposing car mood lights. These are your headlights, your taillights, and a light on top of the car. There needs to be more empathy on the road. I feel like understanding what we're the current emotional state would lend itself to that. Red is mad. Blue is chill. Purple is you're lost. Yellow, you're vibing, baby. Green is a young driver.
Yellow, you're vibing.
You're vibing. You're vibing.
So would my car be permanently yellow?
Are you? But unless these other, you probably drive maybe more mad sometimes than a vibe.
You know me, Brad.
What about romance?
If I'm going on a date, maybe?
Yeah.
But again, I bring up the self-driving car. I feel like we could find a different word than romance.
You're on a date. You're with your significant other.
Feels
and
like
romance is the it's the air that you're breathing in the car. Green is a young driver. Orange, or Ben's submission of brown, is an old driver. Orange feels more respectful. Blinking white light is you're late and you're impatient. And pink is romance. What do you guys say? Do you want to live in my world with car mood lighting?
Right. Ben apparently
I've heard
loves
you out,
that.
Brad. I've heard you out. I think we went too far.
As usual.
Yes, as usual. I do like this submission from JD and Fondy on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Brown means you need to poop, because there's nothing worse than you when you need to poop.
Another
and you need to speed home.
Pains.
And I think I liked it, and then I started getting nervous thinking about if somebody's, like, look, if I know somebody's red, I'm kind of an antagonizer. I might want to make the red person more mad by boxing them in.
Oh, Ben. That is,
you know,
going
like
against
like
the
you,
culture
you,
we're trying
like
to set
if,
here.
Like, if I see pink lights, I'm going to be honking at them and disrupting their date. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my,
you're just giving.
Goodness.
If there's a green light for a young driver, I'm going to scare the bleep out of them. You know what I mean? Everyone loves messing with the young drivers,
all right,
or the.
Let's stop.
Here's the thing. I'll get mad at old people on the road, and then I'll see them, and I'll feel bad about it. I'll be like, I shouldn't have been so mad. I was an old person.
Exactly what we're trying to help solve here.
What color is Matt?
Red.
And what color is you're in a rush?
Blinking white.
Blinking white.
What color is an ambulance?
I believe
they have sirens.
Yeah, sirens, and those are blinking red lights
and white.
Are they white?
They're both.
Interesting.
Yeah, red and white for an ambulance. What's blue again?
Blue is chill. I feel good.
Red, white, and blue on a car is what?
But when they're not doing them at the same time, that's the police. I understand that. We're not doing it at the same
time,
though.
You said this would all be permanent.
Yeah, but like it would be just blue or just red or just blinking white.
Okay. Now here's the other point.
If you pick one.
You are aware people who are colorblind can get their driver's license, correct?
He didn't take that into account in the lab.
It's a pretty big oversight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is awful. And there's antagonizers like Ben. I mean, this is just...
I didn't think...
I hate to say this as the producer of the show.
And I didn't think of antagonizers. I thought this would truly improve our world.
I hate to say this as the
producer of the show. Yeah, because we're all just so empathetic to each other in this world right now. Yeah,
as the producer of this program, which I take a lot of pride in. I love my job.
Oh, yeah.
I have to agree with Ezra in Port Washington, who texted in, "Hear Brad out" is officially the worst segment in the history of media.
Oh, my God. That is
Brad, you're earning a reputation.
Wait, are people not seeing the
you
brilliance
have zero
and the
agreements on the text line. The only agreement you have is Ben Brust.
I mean, that's saying something, though.
No, it's not.
That's saying something. People actually don't want to live in this world where there's more empathy on the road. And you get to
Brad,
know
what it create more empathy. This would create more selfishness.
You,
everybody would put
chaos.
That's
what
that's,
I'm
that's
in
a very
hurry. Red, I'm mad. Get out of my way.
That's a very pessimistic way to view this. You think people are going to take advantage?
Well, let
of
me
the
just read what KVN Nation has to say. Paul from Milwaukee, horrible take, Brad. Stick to sports. Jamie in Orlando, man, if I see somebody that's red and mad, I'm going to try to make them even more mad. This
oh
is the worst
gosh.
Idea I've ever heard. Chef Ed, stupid. Who cares how you feel? If they can't drive, stay off the road. Ron the Key taking a shot at Jen Latta. I won't bring that to the air. I don't think the police would appreciate the red, white, and flashing lights. Ezra, we heard from.
This guy just took a shot at one of our other hosts, but I'm definitely not going to mention that on the air. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, we all know that Jen Latta has lots of tickets. I just saw her Instagram story that somebody left a post-it note and said that she was parked too close on the left side.
Oh, wow.
And Ron says she has big blinking white light energy.
But I won't bring that to the air.
I didn't want to be the one to do it.
You know, this
Ron
is...
Ron could have called in and said, hey, by the way, Jen, I heard on Kyle Brusson-Ortman, you're always in a panic and in a rush and late.
Be nice for other drivers to know that. Maybe it would help her out a little bit. I thought KBN Nation would embrace the empathetic heart of this here, Brad.
I just think you needed green... I think you just needed green, yellow, and red.
But humans
green
are much
means,
more complicated than I mean, that, Ben.
So you just said, take the lights that are on a traffic light? Doesn't that get a little confusing? Green, yellow, and red? Are we realizing how stupid this is? I mean, seriously, I feel
I
like
know.
I'm living in crazy land.
I don't
land.
Know why. I'm usually really good at like at realizing when Brad's stupid, but...
No, Ben. Don't doubt yourself. Do not doubt yourself. Your initial gut reaction.
His initial gut reaction was copy the traffic lights.
No, it serves you right, Ben. It serves you right.
Oh my goodness! I work with a bunch of idiots.
We're educated at the UW Madison, sir.
No, at the UW Madison.
Yes. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Quite the
Brad,
institution.
You probably got in because you're actually smart. Ben got in because he said, "I take basketball and shoot." Feverishly.
I got into Stanford and Cal Berkeley.
Feverishly.
Frivolously.
You kidding me?
Oh, man. I still believe
so
this.
So if you're
idea.
So smart,
UW Madison
tell people
education.
How to make money, Strofe.
UW Madison
if you're so
education.
Smart, tell everyone how to make money. Huh?
Hey, let's just copy the colors on a traffic light. Well, I give you a green light when it comes to DraftKings Pick 6, the all-new game, the daily fantasy game. for my friends at DraftKings. Pick Six posterizes all the other daily fantasy competition. Hit all your picks. Score higher minimum payouts on Pick Six, plus even more cash if you outscore the competition. Nice little win for your boy last night. Three-pick entry. $50 in my pocket. Pick Six available in most states, including right here in Wisconsin. New players get $50 in Pick Six credits instantly on just a $5 entry. Put $5 in, you get $50 in Pick Six credits that you have 2 weeks to use up. Download the DraftKings Pick Six app now. Use code WKTI. I was going to try to come up with an anti-Brad acronym. I just can't do it right now. My brain is fried. WKTI is the code for new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick Six credits. Better payouts, bigger wins only with Pick Six from DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable. Pick Six credits that expire in 14 days. Limited time offer. See the website, picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
I'm going to ask something a little bit tough for all of us because we need to take our emotion out of this conversation. Emotionally and as fans, we all, from yesterday's conversation, don't want to live in a world where Giannis is not a Milwaukee Buck. But I want to know, because we don't know what Giannis is thinking and we don't know what the front office is thinking. We know what they should be thinking, but we don't know what they are thinking. Who do you think is more scared to say goodbye? Giannis or the Bucks? 800-990-3776. Obviously, there's reasons for both sides. Giannis, does he want to say goodbye to the city that he's lived in and grew up in to go chase another championship? The Bucks, do they want to say goodbye and get a package so they can try and continue to stay relevant as they may not have a championship roster to build with Giannis? So they'd be doing him a service, but looking like idiots getting rid of somebody that puts butts in seats. Who is scared to say goodbye? Giannis or the Bucks next?
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
I feel like KBN Nation would agree, Kyle, that Ben has most of the issues.
Oh,
on
I think
panel.
I would agree that I have the most flaws on this show as well. Brad's freaking perfect.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
As I mentioned, and I'm seeing the text come in on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776, take your emotion out of this and put yourself in the front office's shoes and Giannis' shoes. Who would have a harder time saying goodbye to one another? Would it be Giannis to the Bucks or the Bucks to Giannis? Brad Nortman, Ben Brust, Alex Drofer on the show, UKB and Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line, and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. I've struggled with this one. Who would have a harder time saying goodbye, the Bucks or Giannis?
You know, I'm struggling with it too, Ben, because honestly, when you listen to the national media, it sounds like it's a far-gone conclusion that a breakup is going to occur. And I almost like think about this. We talk about a breakup. It's almost like, you know, you've got a long-term relationship that the best years of your life were in that relationship and the spark is gone. And you're just wondering, is there enough in here to recreate those best years of my life? And honestly, sometimes someone just might be too scared to actually pull the trigger and say goodbye. When it comes to this situation, the Bucks organization or Giannis, who's more scared to say goodbye? To me, it's the Bucks. I just believe that they know the implications of letting your superstar walk out the door. Look at Dallas. I mean, Dallas is having a full-fledged mutiny with their fans, with their GM for getting rid of Luka. Now, that little bit of a different circumstance, I'll admit that. But generally speaking, when you say goodbye to a beloved athlete that represents the city, a city where they don't really have a lot of superstars when it comes to their basketball team historically, it hits different. And when it comes to this team specifically, without Giannis, I don't care what you get in a trade package, even if it looks promising, young stars, whatever it is, it's still just a lottery ticket. It's still completely uncertain. And the thing that gets, you know, people that are owners in their ownership capacity, what gets them tight and scared and nervous is lack of money, is the valuation of your team going down. So I think the Bucks know that they can't ever get another superstar like Giannis. No matter what the trade haul is, whatever young player comes, I think they know that if they lose Giannis, their best days are ahead of them, and they won't be able to recreate a relationship like they did with the Giannis era Milwaukee Bucks. I think Giannis is deeply conflicted, but I also think that no matter what team he goes to, they're an immediate title contender. It's just the loyalty aspect that Giannis is struggling with, which is no slouch, but you talk about the future of the Bucks, the financial hit that Milwaukee and the Bucks organization is going to take, and just the incredibly hard task it is to rebuild a championship team. I think that this ownership group knows they're in trouble. I think they're scared to do anything other than try to figure out a way to make it work, or else they're just going to have to accept whatever trade package anyone's willing to offer.
Yeah, on the Carpless Talking text line, many people are saying the Bucks, and I think you just said an important part there that Braden chimed in with. I think the Bucks are scared. Giannis has overcome every single obstacle imaginable in his life, and I think he's got the mentality of a warrior and could do anything he would like to without too much fear. My thing is here is it's got to be the Bucks. It has to be the Bucks for a lot of reasons you said. For Giannis, just playing a little devil's advocate, would it be harder for Giannis to say goodbye to the Bucks? I don't think it's the Bucks organization as much as it is like the fan base and the like he moved here, like he went through an entire life change. He went from cleaning up the floors at the gym, selling watches and jewelry on the streets of Greece, to sharing shoes with his brother Thanasis so they could both play basketball, to starting a future with four children now and living in the state of Wisconsin and making this home, learning a whole new language, and not a whole new language, but developing here, like having family here. The reason why I don't think it would be as hard is because there's no way Giannis would ever leave in a way like LeBron did and spit at the face of the people that have supported him. If he were to leave, it would be because basketball reasons and basketball reasons only. It wouldn't be personal to the state. It wouldn't be personal to the fans. It would be because at some point in your career, which we heard from him on the Thanalysis show, say a personal goal of his is to win a second championship. So although it would be hard, it'd be hard for him to screw up leaving because he's so beloved. He literally would have to try so hard to make Wisconsin fans mad if he left. And I'm under the same assumption as you, Brad, that the ownership has so much more to lose that they should be scared poopless. They should be thinking every day, every second, from their eyes opening to their eyes closing, and then dreaming every night about different scenarios to make sure that Giannis is happy and stays here. Because without Giannis, this was a scenario thrown out here, if you offered me 10 first-round picks for Giannis, there's no guarantee that you even get a Giannis. And there's no, you know what I mean? There's no guarantee that you actually have a franchise changing player that will be here for the entire lifetime of what Giannis has been here for without leaving. They could be somebody who wants more glory. They don't understand the humility and the way that the journey affected him and how much he loves being here because it's the first place that opened up their arms to him and took a chance on him, and he won a championship here. So
yeah,
it's the Bucks. It has to be the Bucks.
I agree. It has to be the Bucks. But I do think about being in Giannis' shoes. I think that, to keep the relationship analogy going, I think that Giannis always viewed himself as being like a one-woman man. I'm going to be like Dirk. I'm going to be like Kobe. I'm going to be a fixture of an organization. And I'm guessing that part of him is starting to look in the mirror and wonder, how did we get here with the Milwaukee Bucks? I always envisioned this being a long-term thing, that as long as I'm on the roster, we have a chance to win a championship. And with no blame to Giannis, a lot of the decision-makers and injuries and things like that have created a situation where it's a pretty bleak future. And let's make no mistake about it. 999 out of 1,000 superstars in Giannis's shoes would say, trade me. This is my prime. I want to go to a true contender, and I don't see how you can happen. The fact that Giannis, seemingly, is willing to have discussions and try to find a way to make this work, it just shows why he is the one in a million superstars that truly has a portion of his heart that is just so overwhelmed with loyalty that he's willing to even potentially achieve less in his career because of pure loyalty. They just don't make guys like that. So I think he is deeply conflicted when most other superstars would just say, I want the championship. Get out of here. I don't even want to have the conversation.
As Joe chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line, it has to be the Milwaukee Bucks. They know if they lose Giannis, they will have to go full rebuild mode in this franchise, and it may take a long time, especially with the lack of picks. Now, what they would get from Giannis would likely be picks, but there are suitors that fit where Giannis would get traded to, and say it's Houston, right? Say it's OKC. The picks you get with where those franchises are in the area of you're not going to land a lottery pick that's going to change your franchise. So I'm saying to myself, bumps that. Like, I want Giannis here no matter what. Like, it's hard to come up with any type of compensation that is realistic that would convince me that moving Giannis is the right move for the organization. It will truly take him saying that I need to leave, and I don't know if he's going to get to that point, but it is a possibility if you take the emotion out of it and say, I want to win a second championship. Is this the place that I can do that? Just because he's given everything. And I think even if he does do that, it'd be hard for me to be mad at him.
On a side note, outside of the Milwaukee Bucks, which Kyle Wallace-ism is harder for us to hear? Me calling Lexi baby girl or Ben saying bumps that?
Bumps that. It's bumps that, and it's not close.
Oh, bumps you guys. Bumps you guys.
Such a good pull from the void that we've had of Kyle Wallace. Now this is being day four without Kyle. It was nice to hear a little bit of Kyle Wallace vernacular. Bumps that. I haven't heard that in days.
The one you two
I know,
can
I'm just trying to bring a little flavor to us.
The one you two can each definitely get away with. In fact, I think all three of us can get away with is when we say, I love...
That is my... That is
but,
like,
but...
It's literally one of my favorite things. I'll do that at home. I'll do that with home with Lexi. Like, she's like, you know, what do you want for dinner? Like, do you want, I'm thinking about making chicken. I love chicken, but I just can't do it tonight. I just can't.
I had some for lunch.
Like how we're talking about using Homer's yeah.
Yeah.
In our vernacular.
Yeah.
Like, the I love is just, it's so good. It transcends these airwaves.
Did you guys take a look at the calendar yet and see what date it is today?
It's going to be May.
It is May, and Mother's Day is coming soon, and that means you need Welke's Milwaukee Florist to help you with their wonderful Mother's Day giveaway. It's back to help you out. Be the talk of your Mother's Day brunch by winning from now through May 7th. Register to win on the ESPN Wisconsin app. There's a contest page on the ESPN Wisconsin app. You download that app. You get in the contest, you get a one-night stay to the St. Kate the Arts Hotel, a gift card to one of the St. Kate's restaurants, and, of course, a big bouquet of flowers straight from Welke's Milwaukee Florist. If you aren't the lucky winner, don't worry. You can still receive 10% off when you call and place an order with Welke's Milwaukee Florist by mentioning ESPN at checkout. Show the mom in your life how appreciated she is. Register on the new ESPN Wisconsin app on the contest page. That's a no-brainer of a prize. That's Welke's Milwaukee Florist and their Mother's Day giveaway on the ESPN Wisconsin app. I love Giannis. Please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Is that Mike Posner? Isn't that exactly what Alex Stroph looks like?
Yeah, I played Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner. Somebody in the YouTube chat said I look like him circa like 2009, which I really actually do.
We'll have Brian Bulaga in a little bit. We'll get you some results of our poll for KBN ESPN. Who's more scared to say goodbye, Giannis or the Bucks? Bucks leading the way, but Giannis closing in. I'd love to hear from you, 800-990-3776.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Gonna be me.
I'm still thinking about that Here Brad out where we got mood lighting on your car. You know, a great way to make your car look amazing beyond that, though? That's it looking fresh and clean with Tsunami Express Car Wash. That's right. Whenever I go through Tsunami Express Car Wash, I get my head turned with other people looking at me in my fresh, clean, reflective car. Tsunami Express Car Wash has state-of-the-art wash technology that will give you a long-lasting shine and utmost protection. The outside is taken care of. What about the inside? Free vacuums, mat washers, all kinds of do-it-yourself supplies. So much to make your car look and feel brand new. This time, when the sun will be shining and the weather will be nice, that is when you want your car to be looking oh so clean and oh so good. And you can go day after day after day if you become like me, a monthly member that you can get unlimited car washes. So with convenient locations all across the greater Milwaukee area, now is the time to step in to cleanliness with your car with Tsunami Express Car Wash. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat.
Hey Eminem, get back on the video stream. We're showcasing your new haircut along with Brad Nortman's haircut as we raised $5,000 yesterday for the Mac Fund and the Ringer event. Yes, I will be joining the Buzzcut boys.
What are the odds?
What a day yesterday. I mean, we got to celebrate the win here. KBN Nation, thank you so much for the generosity and donations of $5,000 over 3 hours to the Mac Fund, which led to these two boys getting buzz cuts. You can see that on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and I'll be joining them. I'll have to mow 2 acres of lawn because Daniel, the landscaper, donated the most amount of money, so that will be bad for my back. Brad's got to wear a suit and tie for a week. I got to wear whitey tighties. We just got to see if halfway Kyle Wallace, when he's back, lives up to any of the things that we brought out to KBN Nation.
Well, so that's where I was going to bring this, because lost in all of this, yes, we're shaving our heads. Yes, you know, Ben's mowing 2 acres and I'm wearing a suit and tie. He's wearing tidy whiteys. Lost beneath all of this is we, without him knowing, signed Kyle up to paint his fingernails Chicago Bear colors and dress up in Bears gear for a week. The same week that I'll wear a suit and the same week that you, Ben, will wear tidy whiteys. So do we think that Kyle will follow through? How will he receive it on Monday when we say, Kyle, this is what we're doing now? Do you think he's going to go halfway or do it all the way?
So this is why I'm scared to talk about this out loud, because I don't want to give him any reason to have an out. But the facts are the facts. And Brad, you set a bad precedent.
How? Oh.
What do you mean how?
Well,
both Kyle and I got Brazilian waxes from last year's fundraising, and you, who was not there for the show, did not participate with us.
Now, let's go deeper into this precedent, though. Was my name specifically advertised as Kyle? Was it Kyle and Ben getting a Brazilian, or was it Kyle, Ben, and Brad getting a Brazilian that the generous donator was signing up for? Because we specifically said Kyle.
I know, but we also didn't ask him.
That's true. And he's not going to be pleased about this. He's already upset.
We need a game plan.
Yes, that, you know, Strofe is the guy on our show that gets the the Green Bay Packer store.
Packer backer?
Well, no,
the Packers Pro Shop.
Yeah, the Packers Pro Shop. That's it. That's Strofe's guy. I mean, this might close the door for good. Spending 1 week in Chicago Bear stuff. The Packers Pro Shop's not
Hey, Brad! Breaking news for you.
Yeah. The KBN Sports Desk.
The door's already shut.
You don't think Kyle could ever
He's picking fights with like half the team's families.
He has got into a Twitter beef with the Christian Watson family, the Romeo Doubs family. He said that Jordan Love was selfish for sitting out for 4 days of training camp to get his contract.
Bucks Pro Shop ain't coming crawling over to Kyle either. Called Giannis a bad leader.
Wow.
What
does he say about the Brewers?
He for some reason goes, I like Mark Antanasio. Like, he's like a Mark Antanasio stan for some reason. It's very odd where he chooses his battles. Recently we've learned that he's finally getting past that he should stop saying on the air that I love Brett Favre.
Oh yeah.
Like, in defending everything he does. Like, that was a weird phase too.
He might be still in that battles. Phase. He might be still in that phase. I don't think he's like come back from that. I think he's always said, hey, whatever the man does off the field is his own business. I believe something like that.
This from Gabe Neitzel. Jen Latta saw a text from someone offering $500 for him not to shave this morning. Shaking my head. Yes, I may have saw that text, and I may have blissfully just forgot it existed while we were saying if we got to $13,000 that Gabe would shave his entire beard. That is Gabe Neitzel of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I tell you what, buzzing your head is one thing. Shaving your beard is a complete image changer. I didn't recognize Gabe on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. I mean, that is... it was a shock.
So my understanding is Gabe is in his late 30s, correct?
I believe so.
He looks like he's 25.
He does. He looks way younger.
And the beard, no offense to Gabe, because, I mean, it's a little bit longer. He looks like he's into his 40s with the beard.
It does.
He lost 15 years in age this morning.
I mean... Maybe I was wondering.
You're not wrong, Strofe. I mean, I wasn't trying to put Gabe on blast and be like, with a beard, that guy looks so old.
No, I give him credit.
He looks like he's in his 20s.
Because he grows a beard I'm not capable of growing, right? Yeah. Like, I keep mine pretty high and tight, and mine won't get to that length. He said his wife likes it. You always listen to your wife. I'm team listen to what they like, other than yesterday when we all shaved our heads without permission. But that's obviously not a normal scenario. He looks as like my age now. It's pretty wild.
You know what the best part is? Is he's now seeing that somebody texted that he donated another $500 so Gabe keeps his beard. Is that there's no turning back, and he's literally shaving that entire beard off and looks like a different person. I literally I don't recognize him. I've only known him with a beard.
Of all the styles that have been recently changed, us three, future Ben, buzzing head, and Gabe shaving his beard, which one's most likely to stick? For the long term, Gabe going clean shaven.
Strofe, actually, I think Strofe kind of looks like a badass.
Dude, he's wearing his hat backward right now. It's got that clean, tight little hair popping out of that little.
He looks like a bouncer.
Yeah, he does look like a bouncer. A bouncer that's ready to throw hands as he's doing it on the YouTube stream.
And
rush
and
the bar,
as you shadow box on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Nobody is scared of the bouncer of Alex Strofe. I think what's going to stick the most is Kyle Wallace is not going to do anything. And he'll continue to be Kyle Wallace, and he'll tell you about great local banks.
What up, KBN Nation? I am so excited to tell you about my favorite bank, Citizens Bank, right here in Wisconsin. Visit them today at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. What I love about them is the convenience that they have. Listen, if you want to have a bank that provides you with great information on interest rates, leveling up through those, or great information on how you can get a mortgage on a home, they can help you at Citizens Bank by simply going to citizensbankwi.bank. And then on top of that, everybody loves a good app. Their app is so user-friendly. You can manage your finances, and you can also think about how you can start preparing for the future. So if you're looking to level up and take the next step, do it today by checking out Citizens Bank at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. I guarantee it, you're going to love it.
We have Brian Bulaga, future Packer Hall of Famer, joining us next here before the Homer Hour on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Steph, your biggest strength in life that you bring to this world?
Probably my wife, because she keeps me calm. Even when I'm cursing at the TV during Packers games, I always know I can fall back on her.
That's sweet, man. Who knew KBN Nation had so many simps? Boy, I love this. I love this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Mother's Day is coming. I've got some famous friends you probably never. Before the Homer Hour is Brian Bulaga. Brian, welcome into Kyle Bruston-Ortman. No Kyle.
How we doing?
Doing well, Brian. I want to dissect something with you, because before the draft, Jason Wilde, when asked by us which group has a better chance to be top five next year, the offense or the defense, he has said defense before and after. And I'm not saying the draft should change your mind, but I'm wondering where you're at in terms of the potential of both sides of the football.
Yeah, I mean, the defense was top 10 last year, right? Were they top 10 last year?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, they were top 10 last year, and you asked for top five or top 10?
Yep. Top five this year.
Top five this year.
Yeah, I mean, if there's going to be a group that gets into the top five, I would say it's probably the defense. Listen, I mean, to get into the top five on offense, I've been on a couple of those. You need to play at a really high level and score a ton of points, rack up a ton of yards, and there's no off weeks. Like, there's no down weeks when you're in the top five offensively. Like, it is a constant week in, week out. Like, you're cooking with gas every week. I think defensively they can get there. I mean, if you look at kind of how they were throughout the season, they clean up maybe two games, and they're probably close to six and just close to cracking that top five. So I think it's realistic that they could get to that top five defense, probably more so than offensively at this point.
So, Brian, you were the first-round draft pick of the Green Bay Packers back in 2011, correct? 2010. Well, thanks to Alex Stroh for doing some digging. Your draft class was the last draft class that didn't have the fifth-year option on their first-round contracts. And today is, of course, the deadline for the fifth-round or for the fifth-year option on these contracts. Now, do you think who does it benefit more to have these fifth-year options? Does it benefit more the player or benefit more the organization, in your mind?
The organization.
Just more control?
They get like 6 years, maybe even seven. They can double tag if they want to, right? So they can essentially get a guy for 7 years scot-free, right? Like, and I mean, the tag to the team, it's a straight cap hit, but that's nothing. You know what I mean? That's why the franchise tag's there. It's to protect the team. It's not to protect the player by any stretch of the imagination. So to me, it does a disservice to the player. It's another check the box for a loss for the union on the old negotiating table for where we got beat with those rookie deals. So it's good for the organization. It's good for the fan bases that they get to hold on to their better players, obviously, for that fifth-year option. And if you don't have a player that's in that top 10, the money's not that much. So you get to hold on to him for not that much money. So it's a really good deal for the team.
Brian, you mentioned that you were part of those teams that were in the top five offensively. What do you think the Packers are lacking? Because they have a good offensive line. You have a quarterback coming into year three of being a starter consistently with Matt LaFleur, a bell horse, a bell cow running back in Josh Jacobs, tight ends that you believe in, at least one of them for sure. You've reinvested in the wide receiver room. Is it just not knowing if you have that true go-to guy every day like the Packers have had over the course of time at the wide receiver spot?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that's part of it, right? Like, I think part of it is when you look at those teams that we had, I mean, Jordy Nelsons of the world, the Greg Jennings, the Devontaes, the Cobbies, the James Jones, like, you look at those types of guys, like, those guys are always open, right? They were always open, so, like, Aaron pulling the trigger on it. Like, I mean, you kind of see why those offenses were always there. And then you look at the backfields we had. I mean, Eddie Lacy was the back there for a while. And then we had Aaron Jones. And even before that, it was like James Starks, who was a super reliable back, like not really well-known, but super reliable back, would get that 850 yards a season or 750. You know, we didn't run the ball that much. So that was a pretty good season running the ball in that offense because we threw it all the time. So you just look at how consistent we were offensively. That's just what, I mean, and I'm not saying it's easy to match, but that's kind of what this group needs to do. They just need to be consistent for four quarters. Like, you see consistency with this team, but it's not for four quarters. It may be for a half. It may be for like a quarter here, like in the first half, and a quarter in the second or in the fourth quarter or the second half. But like, it's not a full game. Like, they need to start putting together full games offensively. And that's when you start creeping towards that top 10, top 5 rank that we all, you know, want them to be at.
Brian, real quick, before you join the Homer Hour, I don't think we've talked to you since the Jair news broke that everything's on the table, even bringing him back. Is Jair a want-to-have or a need-to-have for this Packers defense?
I mean, I would love to have him. I think it's a want for me. I want to have him. I mean, they played without him last year for majority of the season. But, I mean, I want to have him because I think if he's healthy and he's playing his best and he's motivated, I mean, he can make a big impact.
Need is the correct answer.
Thank you, Homer.
There's Homer. Okay. Love to hear his voice. That's who you get next. The Homer Hour with Homer and Brian Balaga coming up next in 2 minutes. Talk to you tomorrow.